Mingo Tart reads, Thoughts by a Sentimental Man. There was a lot of time to think, those in-between days before Harry turned 17 and left Private Drive for the last time. Dudley wasn't stupid. He could feel the tension in the air, how there seemed to be a seismic shift that everyone seemed to notice. Mom noticed too, even though she pretended she didn't. Dad didn't. The tension felt magical somehow. He knew, without a doubt, that his cousin was in the middle of it. There was no way he wasn't. He noticed the way the dark circles under Harry's eyes got heavier and heavier each day, no matter how Harry tried to hide in his room whenever he could. Dudley would have asked him a few years ago. These days, Dudley didn't stop him. These days, what Dudley felt most of the time was a bone-deep sense of dread, getting deeper and deeper when Harry's birthday drew near, along with something else. Something that felt like desire, tempered with a pit in the bottom of his stomach that spoke of too much regret and too little atonement. In the end, when he was being taken to the safe house, he couldn't even manage an "I'm sorry"